Sylvie just said what I was thinking as well after listening to other colleagues, and this has been very interesting, and I wish I had been able to sit in your chairs at the time 3 years ago and hear these témoignages, because it's really evident that it's such an individual thing. It's going to be different, I think, for every one of you, and there is no specific recipe for it. But what I will say is that there is life after the UN, and it is a good one. I did do a bit of preparing for it, not to prepare exactly what I was going to do after the after retiring, but I needed some clarification in my head, first of all, as to did I want to retire, because I left 2 years early. I retired, I was almost 58 when I retired. I could have stayed until 60. So maybe there are some of you in this room here this evening who are in that same situation of, when will I? Will I, won't I? How will I know if I'm ready, et cetera, et cetera? I knew when I was ready, more or less. I could feel it coming. I had my own reasons for it. You may have your own reasons for it. It involved family, it involved parents, it involved finances, et cetera, et cetera. What I did, I mean, I was in learning all of my UN career here. I was here for almost 35 years. What I did do a year before I retired is I spent a weekend with a couple who are life coaches. And we went through a weekend together, face-to-face, of a weekend coaching session. And it was really, really very interesting. And it helped me to take a lot of decisions. Not what my projects are going to be, et cetera, et cetera. No. But it helped me take a really clear look at what my values are in life, what my objectives are, what my priorities are. What would it take for me to feel really, what's the word in English, comblé, when I'm retired? And it was a really, really good, for me, a very, very good and positive experience, because I realized, for one thing, being American, I was going to stay here. My husband is French. There was no question of him moving to America. And so therefore, okay, how am I going to deal with that? I've been at the UN. I've lived here in Geneva in the Palais for 35 years. I went home to sleep at night in France. So I felt like I was going to be a stranger in that country I had been resident in for the past 35 years. So what am I going to do about that? You know, that was a little bit stressful for me. And in looking at my values and my priorities and my objectives, I was able to link that to integrating. I needed to integrate into France. What was going to make me happy? I needed to feel like I belonged there. How can I feel like I belong there? All of that was linked to my values. That linked later on to some projects I did actually do. You know, for example, the first year I was retired, I set up a community project for refugees in France. We helped them to find housing, to integrate into our town, et cetera, that type of thing. So that was a link. I took a language class in the village, et cetera. You know, so it was a way of integrating with the people in the area I was going to be living in and working with my own values, respecting my own values, et cetera, et cetera. It led to a very satisfying first several years of retirement, and I'm still kind of working that way. I just want to say, relax. Just relax. It's not as complicated as all of this sounds. I mean, I can remember all this stuff coming at me. Oh my God, two tracks, one track, et cetera. And I was just amazed that when I retired, everything just went fine. I mean, there was just no sweat. There was no confusion. I had no question about how to do this, how to do that. The UN is really, really good at this. Believe me, I was lucky. I have to say, I was very lucky. I left just before there was this issue with the pension and the, you know, the late payments, et cetera. I didn't have any of that. But everything works really smoothly. I mean, it's not rocket science. Just relax. It'll be fine. You'll be fine. Word of my advice would just be keep learning, keep healthy. And if you're healthy and your mind is healthy, The traveling is great if that's what you like. I did the same thing. I didn't. Everyone was saying, get a project, get a project. No, I didn't have a project when I retired. The next day I was on a plane. I was on a beach in Florida for almost 2 months. I did nothing but read, sleep, eat, and walk the beach. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but I detoxed. It was wonderful. I came back and I was all ready to go. And it really did me a lot of good. So, you know, just take it easy. It will go fine. What I would have done differently, I would have been stronger in saying no. This goes back to what I have been hearing all along. Oh, you're retired. Can you come and take my garbage out every Tuesday? Can you feed my cat? Oh, you're retired. Oh, my kid needs to be picked up from school. I mean, and this still goes on. They're starting to calm down. But this is something that in the beginning, you know, you just, you know, you jump and you do it, and you jump and you do it. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so happy to have you as a neighbor. You need to learn how to say no, because you're going to hear a lot of, oh, you're retired now. What do you do all day? What do you do? But really, what do you do all day? You know, they want to hear it. They want to, like, have you point by point, just so that they can say, can you take my garbage out? I mean, I love helping people, don't get me wrong, but I just want to say be careful, because it can happen. It can happen. There's things you're going to want to do, you're going to love to do, but you know, you're going to need to protect yourself at the same time, because there's a lot of things that you want to do sometimes that have absolutely no real meaning, like just lay around and do nothing, and allow yourself to do that too. So let it be what you want it to be. Live it. It's, you know, as other colleagues were saying, we were very, very lucky. We had a wonderful life here. I felt very fortunate. I felt very privileged. I had my ups and downs, as we all do here. But at the end of the day, it's a very, very enriching experience. And the nice thing is when you come back here, like today, you feel like you've never left. You'll always be part of that big family. You will always feel like you're part of this big family. It doesn't go away. Thank you very much, and have a happy retirement.